Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and LittleShaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about high conflict personalities. Narcissistic people are often known as high conflict personalities, and it's one of the reasons dealing with them in any capacity is so difficult. High conflict personalities are people who are hostile, aggressive, and overly emotional. We could also call them high drama. They may be explosive, hysterical, or even violent. They may be cold, arrogant, or sarcastic. They might continuously provoke, attack, or blame others, and they often create problems with other people. Dealing with them is exhausting, and very often, it's pointless. Their goal often actually is creating turmoil and disruption in the lives of others. Generally, most people will only cause a fuss if they need to, so we often assume that if someone is causing a fuss or having a problem, there must actually be a problem. We look for ways to work it out so the problem can be resolved and things can get back to normal. The problem is, with narcissistic people, this is their normal. Unfortunately, here's something that many people don't understand, or maybe they just don't want to accept it. I've met many people who are searching for ways to make dealing with their narcissistic loved one easier or to solve the narcissist problem so the relationship can, quote, get back to normal and continue. The truth is, there's no way to do that. There is no immediate problem to solve. There is no way to get back to normal because this is their normal. Narcissists are extremely high conflict personalities with no insight or interest in how what they're doing makes other people feel. Dealing with them is difficult and stressful by default, and they will often strive to make it even more difficult if they can. This is how they live. This is what they do. They're the consummate victim-turned-abuser. Miserable, trauma- and drama-addicted people who may only feel powerful and alive when they've created some awful situation that upsets and victimizes everybody else. The goal of this show is to make sure that people really understand what they're dealing with so they can make informed decisions. When information is incomplete, decision-making suffers. You wouldn't buy a used car if you knew there was something wrong with it. That's why people take them to a mechanic first. You wouldn't buy a house if you knew it was infested with termites. That's why people have an inspector come in. It's an investment to make sure your decision is as informed as possible so that you're not proceeding in ignorance. This is the truest fraud of narcissistic relationships in many ways. From the ground up, it's a bad investment, but too many people just don't know that. They are fooled, either by the narcissist or by themselves, into believing their investment will pay off in the long run or that the ends justify the means. It's just not true. It's understandable that many people don't want to hear these things, but misrepresenting reality is only going to hurt people in the end, and it'll hurt them more than hearing the truth does now. If people know what they're getting into and what they're dealing with, they can make an informed decision. If they choose to continue on in the relationship, that's up to them. But at least they'll know what they're dealing with, and sometimes that makes all the difference. We often hear that narcissistic people, especially those suffering from personality disorders, are victims. They've had a traumatic childhood and they're just scared and broken. That's true. You're going to get no argument here. That is absolutely true. However, virtually all abusers were victims at one point. That's how the abuse cycle works. It does not excuse their behavior, period. If there's one thing that needs a bigger platform, it's that. Being a victim is not a license to become an abuser. We should not react to abuse with excuses. We should react to abuse with boundaries, strong ones. You don't have to allow someone to abuse you in order to have sympathy or understanding for their situation. To allow someone to abuse you communicates to them loudly and clearly that their needs are more important than yours, and that creates a mindset in a person that you're not going to break. The narcissist will not reward you for your kindness and understanding. They will treat you exactly as you have demonstrated that they should, as if you don't matter. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.